This is All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to deport millions of immigrants from the country, and he's threatened to cut off federal funding from sanctuary cities like New York that refuse to cooperate. But some analysts are questioning whether it would be legal for the federal government to withhold that funding. For more on the legal complexities when it comes to cities that limit how they cooperate with federal immigration rules, we're joined by Professor Julian Metzger from Columbia Law School. Professor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So Mayor de Blasio has said here on WNYC that it would be difficult for the Trump administration to cut New York City's federal funding because of previous Supreme Court decisions. And one of those cases was South Dakota versus Dole back in 1987. Tell us more about that case. Is it relevant?
Dole is very relevant. I should say at the outset that Dole is relevant because of more recent cases that put real limits on the ability of the federal government to require states and localities to enforce federal law. Given that, the way that the federal government can get New York City to cooperate with its immigration efforts is by conditions on funding. And Dole was a case that involved funding restrictions put on federal transportation funds to the state that required that states had to raise their drinking age to 21 or risk losing their federal transportation funds.
So the feds can place conditions, as you say, on funds that we receive at the state and local level. And can the feds make the case that some of the funds that New York City and other so-called sanctuary cities receive are relevant to the government's immigration policies and therefore they can pull those funds?
Yeah, I mean, I think they can. So the background of Dole, the requirements that it imposed on spending conditions are first that the conditions have to be very clearly stated, and second that they have to be what's called germane to the program of funding. And then there's also a background question about whether or not the funding conditions are coercive. So what you're getting at there when you're talking about whether the conditions have to be relevant is this requirement of germaneness. And I think this is the one that the de Blasio administration has been mentioning, which basically means that the funding condition can't be totally unrelated to the purpose of the funding at issue, right? So in this case, you know, New York City gets a bunch of funding from a variety of different federal programs, right? Education, health, safety, policing, and immigration enforcement isn't relevant to all of those. So it may be the case that for, say, criminal justice funding, it's possible to impose a condition on the money that the city receives that it would lose it in terms of whether or not it cooperates with immigration enforcement officials. But that doesn't mean that the same condition could be applied on all funding that the city receives from the federal government.
But can the government get crafty, Professor? What about future funding?
I mean, so here, that the question of when you can impose the funding condition relates more to this requirement of clarity. And the Supreme Court has been pretty adamant that states really need to know what they're agreeing to when they take federal funds. So in general, when you're talking about a funding condition, it has to be already clear at the time that the state takes on the federal funding what the conditions of that funding are going to be. Right. And it also is imposed by Congress. So this is why you've seen in the past efforts to impose this kind of restriction on federal funding in legislation in Congress. Right. Because that's the kind of clarity that you're going to need in order to impose a funding restriction on the city.
Hmm. Now, there's another Supreme Court case that could prevent the removal of all federal funding from cities like New York City. What can you tell us about the 2012 case, which involves the National Federation of Independent Business.
Right. Well, so that's the affordable health care case. That's the case where the Supreme Court largely upheld the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. And in doing so, however, there was also a challenge to the requirement that Congress had imposed that states had to expand their Medicaid program substantially if they wanted to receive any Medicaid program funding at all. And so the Supreme Court in this case said, actually, Congress, you can't do that. That's too coercive. I think it's going to end up being a barrier to Congress imposing this condition on all federal funding. I think if Congress were to try and pull back on the billions of dollars that the city receives from the federal government on that kind of scale, you'd start running into this coercion argument.
And aren't there practical reasons why it would be difficult for the president-elect and the federal government to yank funding from sanctuary cities? The feds cooperate closely with New York, for example, on things like national security and policing. And wouldn't it inhibit the ability of the feds to cut funding?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the practical are equally, if not more important than the constitutional here. The federal government doesn't want to pull all the money it gives to New York City. New York City is critical in implementing a bunch of federal programs and federal policies, and particularly with the president-elect, you know, largely in residence in New York City these days, they don't want to be put into that kind of antagonistic relationship, I think, with New York City.
Professor Metzger, thank you so much.
Sure.
Jillian Metzger is professor of law at Columbia Law School.